This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Inna alhamdulillah wa shukru lillah wa salatu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa man ihtada bihadihi ila yawmil liqa wa ba'd. Allah Rabbul Izzah informs us in the glorious Quran of the competencies required for success. So Allah Rabbul Izzah says, Jalla Jalalul Malik, Qad aflaha al-mu'minun. Indeed, those with belief or with iman or the believers are successful. Since the verse establishes iman as a requirement of success, any intelligent person must therefore look for opportunities to increase that iman in his or her heart. And it is with that spirit of trying to take the iman to the next level and increase and perfect the iman that Ibrahim alayhi salam asks Allah Rabbul Izzah, إِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّي أَرِنِي كَيْفَ تُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى. O Lord, show me how you give life to the dead. Note, Ibrahim alayhi salam isn't asking, do you give life to the dead? It isn't that Ibrahim doesn't have belief that established in this verse and in a verse before this verse, where Ibrahim alayhi salam is in the court of the tyrant king and the king is arguing with Ibrahim about the Lord of Ibrahim. So Allah Rabbul Izzah records it when Ibrahim is introducing Allah to this king. He says, Ha, Rabbi alladhi yuhyi wa yumit. My Lord is the one that gives life and takes life. So the tyrant king says, Ana uhyi wa umit. I give life and I take life. And to make his point, he calls two prisoners on death row, both destined to be executed. So he says, see, this one is supposed to die. This one is supposed to die. I execute this one and I let this one live. And therefore, I am the one that gives life and takes life. And had Ibrahim alayhi salam been a lesser of a man, he would have got stuck in this argument. He would have bit the bait and then be busy trying to say, no, you know, I didn't mean that. And if you can give life, bring that one back to life. And how, who gave him life in the first place? But Ibrahim knows that that point is already made. So he goes to another topic to take the point home, and he says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْتِي بِالشَّمْسِ مِنَ الْمَشْرِقِ فَأْتِي بِهَا مِنَ الْمَغْرِبِ. My Lord is the one that brings the sun out of the east, you bring it out of the west. And Allah, who knows what happens at an intellectual, intrinsic heart level of the humankind, captures what happens psychologically in the adversary of Ibrahim, and Allah says, فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرْ. And the disbeliever was flabbergasted. The wind was knocked out of him. Argument was done. And therefore it establishes for our discussion that Ibrahim alayhi salam already believed that Allah could give life to the dead. He's asking Allah, how do you give life to the dead is designed simply to take his iman to the next level, his understanding to the next level, almost like a student asking a teacher, how do you solve this maths problem? وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. And it doesn't at any point mean that he didn't believe, but rather that he wants to satisfy the inquiry in his heart and to understand how things happen and how things take place. And in case still there be those that would come and say that this was from a place of doubt, Allah Rabbul Izzah, in order to create clarity for posterity, asks him, أَوَلَمْ تُؤْمِنْ. So Ibrahim says, بَلَى وَلَكِنْ لِيَطْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي. Do you not believe, O Ibrahim? So he said, yes, I do. From the mouth of the man himself, وَلَكِنْ بَتْ لِيَطْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي, to satisfy the inquiry of my mind. So Allah Rabbul Izzah says, and look at the power of the Lord, جَلَّ جَلَالُ الْمَلِكِ, فَخُذْ أَرْبَعَةً مِّنَ الطَّيْرِ فَصُرْهُنَّ إِلَيْكِ ثم اجعل على كل جبل منهن جزءا ثم ادعوهن يأتينك سعيا. Ibrahim, go take 4 birds and slaughter them and cut them up and mix them together, and then go and put the mixed bits of meat of the different birds on different mountain tops, and then stand back and summon them, come and they will come to you walking. وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. And know for certainty that Allah is the exalted in might and wise. So this establishes an important point for us, dear ones. Number one, seek opportunities to increase your iman. And number two, me and you have the honor of believing in a Lord that can do anything. He brought dead back to life. So your problem and my problem is very small and insignificant for him. Ask, and inshaAllah ta'ala, he will solve it for you. فَقُلْتُ مَا قُلْتُ إِن تَكُ حَسَنَةً فَمِنَ اللَّهِ وَإِن تَكُ سَيِّئَةً فَمِنْ نَفْسِي وَشَيْطَانِ. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.